This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Well, okay, so the typewriter, the West Coast Eagles and the Western Bulldogs, Dale, take it away.
Western Bulldogs, 7th last year, 12-10, came home like a house on fire, 107.2%, and ultimately lose that final to the Giants up there at Spotless Stadium. They bring in Josh Bruce, that'll get done. They bring in Alex Keith, that'll get done. Two pillars at both ends of the ground, superb. I'm really, pardon the pun, bullish on the Bulldogs. I like what they've done, and their back half of the year has really excited me. I didn't rate them last year. I didn't think it was their time again, but this is building and this is growing. I looked through some of their plays. They've got 16 players currently that are in the positive of the relative rating. So the relative rating...
Hang on.
No, I want to give this some perspective.
Slow down. Everyone,
I know you've had an early morning.
I have had an early morning.
But I'll get you up to pace. Okay. A relative rating means your position against the age that you are against the rest of the competition. It puts out a measurement. It's another way to say, hey, you're a 24-year-old midfielder. How do you compare to the rest of the competition of the same age and the same position?
So does the same age have to be 24 or is it a bracket of...
It'd be within the same year of age.
Right.
They've got 16 players that are in the positive. 16 players. But of that 16, 12 of them are 25 or under.
So what does it mean in the positive? As in they rate better than than the average of that age group and position?
Throughout the competition.
Right.
So they're in a really good position. But what I'm saying is 25 or under years of age, a 12 of that 16.
Mm.
I'd like to compare them just briefly to the Hawks of 2008.
Yep.
Hawks went in 2008. Dogs went in 2016. Then 3 years of competitive football, but not real pointy in. Then the Hawks play finals 12, 13, 14, 15.
We all know what happened there.
Yep. This year coming up is the equivalent of 2012 for the Dogs.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
So you think that they're heading into a period where if they do a lot of things right, they have the opportunity
to bring in Josh Bruce,
sustained
if they bring in
success.
Alex Keith, absolutely.
And we're not trying to say here that they're going to go on a similar run to Hawthorn, but they put themselves in a bracket to be able to give themselves that opportunity.
I look at that timeline marries up for me.
Wow.
2008 to 2016, Dogs and Hawks, 3 years of limbo in between. And I'm not saying it was necessarily poor football, but just not pointy end finals football. 12, 13, 14, 15. I rate the Dogs.
Our boss, Joel Brooks, who's a great Bulldogs man, he's just had to take a step outside just to take a deep breath.
He should.
So excited.
Yep. The Dogs averaged 88 points per game. That's number three in the comp. And this is a team that has had a feeling about, do they kick enough goals? Do they have enough firepower?
Yeah.
Aaron Norton.
Do they have enough forward of the ball?
Of course. But I think you need to give a lot of credit to the likes of a Sam Lloyd. Great pickup. I like Lipinski, McLean, Dixon, Bailey. Dale's come home like a house on fire. Just on the back of some really good ball movement. Got to love their midfield. And I want to name, we all love Marcus Bontempelli. Don't need to say anything more about him. Josh Dunkley.
Oh, amazing.
Josh Dunkley's year.
Second half of the year was extraordinary.
Yep. Put back in a good Tom Liberatore just to balance out that midfield and just to grind and work hard. Hunter, McRae on the outside or inside. I love what they can do. Their halfbacks have surprised me a bit, but this is building. Do you know what they need? You know what type of player they need?
This better be someone that you haven't mentioned.
I haven't mentioned them.
I'm going to throw something.
And they could be possibly part of the trade this year with a different football club.
Oh.
They need a Tom Papley type.
Do they?
Yeah. They need a Tom Papley type. Someone that can go into the midfield, roll back forward, can play multiple roles, up and about, enthusiastic, energy, goal kicker.
Mm. I actually would have thought...
No.
When you said... No. I'm just saying, when you said someone in the trade window, I thought you were going to say Jack Martin.
Oh, okay.
Because that's who they went after. And he picked Carlton over the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
I suppose you could argue that they are similar-ish players, although Papley's more of your pure small forward.
Yep.
Whereas Jack Martin's your...
But Papley has been playing more time in the midfield in the last 12 months with the Swans.
True.
Brings the energy. I'll ask you one question. Tim English, how good can he be?
Very.
What's very? How very?
Oh, what do you want me to say? He's going to be as good as Brody Grundy.
No. Well, is he all Australian quality in a couple of years' time? Yeah.
Well, I think depending on his... They all grow at different rates in as far as their form lines, the big boys, but I would assume that he could be an elite ruckman.
All right. Tom Papley type for the Western Bulldogs.
Do you give individual grade, Sam, or at the end of
individual,
the typewriter?
Individual.
Fire away before we get to a break. The Eagles on the other side of it.
B+.
Hmm.
That's pretty good for Sam. Look at, he's not overly positive.
Pretty good for you. You're the one getting graded.
No, I appreciate that. That's pretty good for Sam, who's a bit grumpy.